All right, all right, all right. We are back, baby. Wolf Den Saturday Set is back for a spring 2024 campaign. It will be long, it will be tough, but we will prevail. King Zone, we're back, son.
We're back, and I'm excited.
Yep.
I've been betting Euros. I was on Spain in the Euros. But more importantly than that, I was on New South Wales big to win the Origin. Had a little bit on Alcaraz at Wimbledon. Been loving the Olympics,
but now it's time
to knuckle down and attack this spring carnival.
18 gold medals, Fizzy. You've been enjoying the Olympics?
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
What about the 14-year-old who won? What's her name? True or something? She won the...
Yeah,
did you see that?
Skateboarder.
Did your kids like that?
Really good, yeah. And now the skateboarder won this morning, his second gold. So.
Wow, incredible.
Good job.
So we'll probably get the record of most gold medals ever. Really good to see.
It's been fantastic.
I've been watching it on Stan, really enjoying it.
Mm.
It's been wonderful. Good to watch with young kids and whatnot. So anyway, enough about the Olympics. We've got to get into it. So a few things to run through today. The first thing is that we're delighted to say that we have a pretty extensive partnership with racing.com this spring, and you can see up on the screen there just sort of going through some of the highlights of it. So Wolf Den Saturday Set, of course everybody knows that. Saturday Session, we're going to be doing a lot of those. I think we're doing about 9 or 10 in total.
Wow.
Those. Everybody loves those. The new additions is the Wolf Den Spring Stream. So for the biggest days of the carnival, the spring carnival, we'll be live streaming. Really appreciate the help of racing.com allowing it to do that. So it's a bit of a new thing. Hasn't really been done that much before in the industry, but we're going to be doing it, which I'm really looking forward to. Another thing up there, the art of the punt. What's that? What's a punter education thing? Everyone loves it when we talk about the processes and stuff you need to win on the punt. So we're going to be doing quite a few of those, which I'm really looking forward to. We've also got a new show, which is called .com and the Den Mondays. It's going to be filmed down in Melbourne. We've got a bit of a pop-up den happening down in Melbourne as well over the spring. So that's a bit of new content, but I think it's going to be about 60 pieces of long-form content that we're going to do with .com. Really exciting. 5 months, the best content on the best
You're going to be a busy boy.
We're one piece of content in and I'm already spinning, but we'll be all right.
Fizz will help you out.
Yeah. All right, with that out of the way, we're going to move to feature races. So the first feature race we're going to talk about, Moonee Valley Race 6, is a benchmark 74, 1,000 metres. Bit of a tough day at the Valley on Saturday, didn't it? We sort of looked at it. It's just about to heat up. We've got the PB Lawrence next weekend, but before that we've just got one more sort of, let's say, mediocre day of racing before the big guns start coming back. You found it a bit hard, didn't you?
I thought there's a lot of longer price sort of horses. I want to see how the track's playing at the Valley as well. It can be tricky there. But let's get into this race, which I was pretty keen on fishing in this race. Let's start with the favourite, though, which came across, Big Me from Hong Kong. On a heavy track, six-year-old. But the thing I don't really like about Big Me in this race is the map. There's so much speed in this race, over 1,000 metres at the Valley. We'll get back on the fence, and I just thought at the price seemed very short. Fission is around the $8 mark at the moment. I think we'll be charging down the middle. I think the pace of the race is really on Fission's side. Drawn out wide, they're going to put a heap of speed on, and we'll be charging down the middle. Coming off a straight run, 1,200 at Flemington, ready to peak in this race. I think $8 is a real good price and is an official Saturday Set.
Very good. We're straight into it. Good to see Fizzo. Anything to add on this race?
No, I just found the 13. It's called I Miss Margie. It has to drive. It drew a really wide gate, so it has to work its way across, but it is a speed horse. If it jumps with him and works its way across, it might give him something to catch in front and good odds.
All right, cool. We're going to move to Morpheville. So it's Morpheville Race 8, the Behemoth Stakes. It's a weight for age Group 3 race over 1,200 metres. Once again, you've found something you're pretty keen on here, Kingzone. See You in Heaven.
Yeah, See You in Heaven. First thing I want to say, what a great name, See You in Heaven, by Divine Prophet. Brought a tear to my eye. 112 bullet rater for See You in Heaven. Won this race last year, which I always like. Hasn't raced for 10 months. The negatives, I think, with See You in Heaven is possibly the map, but did sit wide last start in the Behemoth, over 1,200, sat three wide and won.
So why don't we bring that up now? Let's watch that.
Let's have a look. As you can see, three wide, but and was, if you rewind back to that, it was three wide for basically the whole trip. Mm-hmm. So I think track tick, distance tick, first up tick, and jockey tick. So there's a lot more to like about it than there is to dislike. I'm reluctant often to tip horses first up because they're queries. But having said that, 310 I think is good value and is my second official Saturday Set tip for the day.
Very good. Fizzer?
Yeah, tricky little race, I thought, because there's half the field's up first up. There's a lot of horses that look like they appreciate further for this race. So Chicago Storm came out top pick on mine. I think Kings liked it a little bit as well off the AI there.
Yep.
It's first up. Might appreciate a little freshen up and be good odds around $8. See You in Heaven, good trial, great chance. I thought second to none probably was a little bit short in the market at $6. Outstanding first up over 1,100, but I'm not sure against this field it'll be able to repeat the dose, so $6 looked a bit skinnier.
I thought Chicago might need a little bit further when I looked into it. That's why I didn't mention Chicago.
Yeah, so did I. I watched the trials, though. It goes all right, goes forward. All the speed in the race are horses that are rough, so I think there'll be enough speed there for something like See You in Heaven or Chicago Storm to get
and
the right sit.
You had a look at the trial of See You in Heaven as well, and last Behemoth, See You in Heaven, had one trial and won. What do you think of the trial?
Yeah, I didn't mind the trial. The trial was good. It just ticked over. They didn't ask it to do much. It let a few horses catch it right at the death, but it's hard to sort of get a gauge on those ones. You'd think that it's the type of horse that looks suited first up, and it's probably the horse to beat for sure.
Let's rip in.
Very good. Good. Keep rolling. It's a good race up in Sydney. Randwick Race 8, the Missile Stakes, 1,200-metre race. Group 2, not the strongest Missile Stakes I've ever seen, but we've got Schwartz favourite in it. What did you boys think of it?
I thought Schwartz was too short. I'm not saying Schwartz can't win, but very track-dependent. So Schwartz has drawn barrier 11. We'll get back. Obviously, J-Mac's a big tick on Schwartz, but if 1,200 as well when it's going to get back and taking $2.20 just seemed too short to me. I thought if you can make ground, I thought that the horse that was very good value was down the bottom there, Arctic Glamour.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's very leaderish, I thought Semillon had a great chance. So I thought they were at the price, were better, just better price. But for me, I'm probably staying out.
Okay. Fizzer?
Yeah, Semillon top pick for me coming out of the run in the Group 3 down in Caulfield. It'll sit outside the lead, I think, and give us a good run for our money. Schwartz, impressive trial win. It actually went to the front in the trial, Kings. So be interested to see the tactics on the weekend from the wide gate. Arctic Glamour, I was a little bit against. I thought that getting back, and I thought it might need a bit further.
Cool. All right, we're going to keep moving. Can I get the rest of your official Saturday set, knowing that we've already got two of your tips? I believe you got four tips in total.
I do. You've been looking at my papers, have you? Let's go to the film. Randwick Race 9, number 9. Let's have a look at this because it's very interesting. The horse is called Aramco. This is his last start win at Randwick. And look how it goes wandering late off the track there, getting right off the track, gets the wobbles and still attacks the line very, very soundly and gets the cash. This is third run back for Chris Waller. Changed trainers. I think it was from Mick Price, changed trainers. Third up, gets to 1,800. And I think this horse has a lot of improvement in him, so it's my second official Saturday set tip. Let's go up to the Sunny Coast where they're racing this Saturday. Race 5, number 8, Super Chilled.
Got another video.
Yeah, if you have a look at her, she's right back on the fence there running
number
last.
Number 12 in the checks, yep.
Off a moderate sort of tempo and then gets through, attacks the line, exceptional sectionals late, gets to the 1,800 and also... a seven-day backup, obviously, and gets the Sunny Coast track, which I think will really suit. That race was at Doomben then. So that's four Saturday set tips. My confidence level's out of 10. I got to tell you, it's 10.
Love it. Great to hear. Great to have you back. Fizzer, can we get your Saturday set, please, mate?
Sure, no worries. I'm going to start in Belmont. Race 2, number 7, a horse called Supernatural. There's a few first starters in this race, but I watched the trials and I wasn't that impressed by any of them. Pike jumps on this horse. He wasn't on it last start. I like the way it hit the line. I think it'd be hard to beat. I'm going to Belmont Race 7, number 7, a horse called Deferred. I think Kings has this as a bet as well. It's a solid favourite and I think it's a really, really good bet. It'll get back in the run, stalk the other thing that I thought was a danger, and I think it'll be too strong from late up to the 1,400. I'm going to one race in Morpheville, race 3, number 2, a horse called Governor King, one for the zone over there. This one has come over from Victoria from a leading stable, and I think the way it won in Victoria last start, if it brings that form, I think it'd be very, very hard to beat. Then we got one in Randwick. I'm going with J-Mac, race 10, number 6. I think to show the replay here, it worked on the inside. Went hard in this race and stuck to the inside when the inside was off this day. Got run down by one late. I think with J-Mac, wide gate, I think he'll go straight to the front. And I think he'll dictate terms, and I think he'll win this race on the weekend.
Okay. That rounds you out. Yeah.
J-Mac, wide gate, straight to the front. Well, yeah. I bet it's well-backed.
It already has been. I think it'll continue to be.
Of course.
Yeah, the second favourite's easy in the market.
They don't let us breathe there, though.
No, mate. No, you've got to be in early.
All right, we've got to keep moving. The A-team. So the A-team's had a little bit of a change-up. A few new recruits. We've got Smalley, 23, and Junior Matt, both in here at the Den a lot, do a lot of work with us, and both great judges. So we've brought them into the A-team set, and I will read them their comments out quickly. So starting off, Dano, Randwick Race 9, number 9, Aramco, which you're tipping as well. Yum. He's advising us to take the fixed price at the moment, which is about $3.50. A consistent performer for Waller, he brings a rating edge at the weights over the favourite Golden Path. Although drawn wide, he finds a race without much early speed, which should allow him to cross and enjoy a nice trip up near the lead. I'm sorry. Dream Team, Randwick Race 1, number 12, Trafalgar Square, gets us off to a good start. Resumes in its third prep with no weight on its back, shows some tactical speed at Canterbury and at the trials. Looks good. Each way value around $7. Excellent, Dream Team. Thank you. Smalley, Randwick, race 7, number 1, Space Age, looks to be able to control the race from in front at same track and distance as last start. Main dangers look to Matt back in the field and have had favours last start. Junior Matt, Mooney Valley, race 3, number 12, Flame and Rome, and strong win over 1,741 metres at Geelong. Stepping up to the 2,040 suits, should slot in the first half of the field and be strong late. So that is the A-team set. We've got RI staking plan. Here it is up on the screen. I've come in heavy on some of yours, King Zone. But I like it. And I think that we're going to see pretty soon with accountability that RI staking plan might have been the strongest performer last season of the Saturday set. Anyway, why don't we move to that now? Let's go to the accountability. I heard a whisper, but maybe that's not correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does it say that?
Well, where's the percentage on turnover? We've gone back to strike rate and profit.
Yeah, what's his units and come all on. That sort of stuff, mate?
Come on. Come on, we need buddy. The percentage on turnover.
I think you've just doctored that.
We'll bring it back for next week.
Yeah, you've got the highest strike rate, but that's no good to anyone.
We'll bring it back for next week. But anyway, that's the that was how he went for the last season.
You've doctored that.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. It was Trill Mitt. Yeah, nothing to do with me. You got anything to say, Trill Mitt? Anyway, moving on from that, before we stop talking about accountability, so we have accountability on the app now. Yes. So it's your invention, Punter of the Year.
I love it.
It's been hugely successful. And here we go. This is the leaderboard right at the minute as of today. So it's a fantastic resource for everyone. There's a lot of good judges on the Den, and the feedback has always been, well, who do we follow? You know, who's good, who's bad. So King spent a lot of time with the developers pulling together a competition.
There's some amazing tipsters on there. I think it started mid-June. Mm. The winner for that was Extra Bacon at about 40%.
Yeah.
Then we went into July. The winner was over 20%. And there was about 25 punters in both months that returned over 5% profit, which is just fantastic. And as this evolves, we will discover so much talent on the Den and actual results, because every time you put a copy tip, you get into the Punter of the Year automatically to win 200 with a maximum stake of 100. So these are actual real tips, pretend money going on them, and the results are in front of your eyes. You can go through. We're going to be breaking it down by sport as well. So. Yeah. Get on there, have a look.
And, of course, you can bet with real money on these tips. Simply copy them in the app.
Yep.
And you'll be the first to admit that there's a lot of better judges on the Den than you, and that's sort of why we set the Den up, wasn't it? Because there's so many good judges
absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Helps your own thing.
You've got to qualify. The only reason we're seeing these scores, there's a lot of people that have tipped 40 and 50 that have percentage on turnovers. There's a guy there who's plus 40% for this month, and he's tipped 60 bets. But to qualify, you need to tip 100 or more for the month. So we're only early in. That's why the scores aren't that. But if you go back through and have a look, there's some amazing judges on there.
For the last month's one, yeah, exactly.
For August. And last month.
Sure.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this winter carnival with the Ladbrokes app, loaded with the best racing features, including bet ticker, so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insights straight from the parade ring, and Black Book, so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke it this winter carnival.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
We're going to move on. So a little segment. I normally do this with Dano. We do the stars of the spring, stars of the autumn. But I thought we'd just have a little mini session of it. I'm going to call it the stars of the winter. So last 6 or 7 weeks, we haven't been around, but the racing has still continued, of course, and there's been some pretty, some good performances, really.
The winter warmers.
The winter warmers, yeah. And I went through, and I didn't really mean to make it exclusively Victorian, but it's kind of ended up like that. So we're going to talk, I've found 5 horses that I thought were the stars of the autumn, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong or right, and I guess we can talk about whether they're contenders or pretenders as to how deep they can go into the spring. Of course, they all have ambitions to do that. So we're going to start off with a recommendation. So recommendation, here it is. I think this is, it is the Sir John Manor Stakes. Super impressive. Did what Gay Waterhouse likes to say at the top of the straight. Says, see you later, alligator. Mm. Kieran Maher horse. I think the Maher stable themselves have said that they don't, you know, this is winter group 3 form and they're not going to get too carried away around, you know, that how deep it can go into the spring. But yep, the Bobby Lewis is next up. Maybe a Manicato or something like that that they think it could get to. What did you make of it, mate?
The last 2 wins, I was on recommendation last time. Start, which was really well backed, was odds on $1.60.
This is the Bletchingly on $1.40. Saturday 10 days ago?
Yeah. They're really, really weak group 3s, these two. Recommendation ran, only got beaten 2 lengths in an Oakley Plate. So it's not far away. I wouldn't say pretender, but I wouldn't say contender. I'm going to sit on the fence. Could definitely run a hole. Could definitely jag a group 2.
Yep.
For sure.
You don't
not
think it's
far
quite group
away.
One.
I don't think group 1, no. Yeah. I don't think group 1, but will run, you know, decent races in the mix.
Fizzo, anything to add on recommendation?
No, I'm with Kings. A little question marks on it at the top level. I think it's an impressive horse in the winter, but it'll have to shape up and improve a lot, I think, to be a winner group 1.
Those were also on rain-affected going.
Yeah. Sure. All right, let's move to Right to Party. So the 4-year-old from the Sam and Anthony Friedman stable, super impressive in this start here. Withering Burst down the outside. They think it's up to group 1 level. They wouldn't specifically say what race they think it could win. But, the way that she just bolts in here, very impressive and interesting too. Apparently, she's really found form over winter, Sam Anthony said Sam's found the key to her. They do virtually nothing with her, and she's just found a few lengths.
She has. She just keeps improving. I wouldn't like a bit like recommendations. Not if she keeps improving, she can figure in the finish in Group One races. So down
she's
the straight,
more likely,
the form's all
she?
Down the straight. Yeah. Yeah. That's what worried me, but the trajectory that she's going on's quite incredible. Mm. Needs to keep going on that. If she stayed the same, no. If she keeps improving, yes. But on the fence again, can definitely run a hole, I think.
Okay. Fizz?
I just think if they stick to straight racing with it, I say I'm impressed with it straight racing, but it's just beating up not the best bunch of horses, I think, there. Mm. But I'm not sure how strong the sprinting sort of ranks are at the moment. So we'll see who it lines up against, but I'd love to see it down the straight if it's lining up in races, not so much around the bend.
She went to a new level last start, really surprised me.
Mm. Yeah, it was a good win.
Yeah.
Last 2 starts have been good.
Berkshire Breeze, this was your nemesis a while back, Kings. I think it might be this race here where it just absolutely trots in. I think it's Quantum Cat. Yeah, you had a big crack at Quantum Cat in this race. This is way back right at the end of sort of our last Saturday set season. So Berkshire Breeze really announced himself here. It's obviously from the Kieran Maher stable, a UK import.
Mm.
Has chipped his way through the spring and been very, very impressive. Everyone's talking Melbourne Cups, Caulfield Cups, that kind of stuff. He got beat on the weekend, as we know. Horrifying, ran straight past him and beat him pretty comfortably. I think we're going to see that vision here.
Mm.
Kieran Maher during the week said, no, they're sweet. They're going to stay with the plan, which is to go into the Archer. And if you win the Archer, you get automatic qualification into the Melbourne Cup. The Archer is the what used to be the Lexus on the Derby Day, but they've moved it back. So that's Berkshire Breeze's target for now. And yes, the Melbourne Cup, if it can, you know, continue to measure up. He's horrifying going past.
Yeah, well,
it.
I took $1.55 Berkshire Breeze. So do we really have to watch this replay? but ratings prior to, so this race was off an extremely slow tempo, and Berkshire Breeze just couldn't sprint at all with Horrifying off that slow tempo. I wouldn't worry about that race too much. Had ran really fast time the 2 before that off my numbers 99 and 100, which is certainly up to Melbourne Cup winning quality.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have Berkshire Breeze in the mix. Ooh. Has also been in Australia for 12 months, which I like. We've seen a lot of those imports need a bit of time to settle.
Mm-hmm.
I think Berkshire Breeze can figure
Okay.
I think he's a real good horse. Contender, Fizz? Contender for sure.
I'm going to say forgive that last run. I don't think leading is its go. I think with a sit, it's probably better suited, that horse. The two runs prior, obviously really impressive, and I'll forgive that one. Cups contender, I'm saying probably not myself.
Okay.
But that's just my opinion.
Sweet. So we've got two more horses to finish off. A couple of three-year-olds that used to be two-year-olds. The first one is First Settler. So this is from the Mick Price, Mick Kent Jr. yard. And I guess the reason that I put it in is its starts haven't been incredibly impressive. Yeah, it's two from two. But Mick Price is very bullish on it and has circled the Coolmore Stud Stakes, which is the premier race really for three-year-olds anywhere in the country for the whole year, as its target over spring. It's an expensive written tycoon colt, so there's a lot at stake for it. Contender or pretender, First Settler. He wants to be up there with the Storm Boys, the Lady of Camelots, all those great horses. Broadsiding, you know, they could all be, they'll all be there, and they're going to, you know, get this horse up against. They want to take on those horses.
I'd say pretender. Mm-hmm. At this stage, 2,000 metre runs. I'd rather be on the second horse that you saw get up the fence there, Landmark, which First Settler beat twice. But once they get over 1,200, I think Landmark would have gone straight past First Settler there. So I'm saying pretender. There was nothing sort of special in those times that were run then in both First Settler's times. So pretender for me. What do you say, Fitz?
Yeah, this one was a big pretender for me. Yeah. I don't like the way it hit the line on those runs much at all. Mick Price, a great judge, so you don't want to really bag that when he comes on and he says he's got a good one. You should probably listen, but for me, no thanks.
Fair enough. All right, we're going to keep rolling. We're going to I Am Velvet, a three-year-old I Am Invincible from the Philip Stokes yard. Won three starts, three from three, and you can see here it's as green as anything, but seems to have a lot of potential. Junior Matt is really high on I Am Velvet. They're talking about 1,000 guineas late in the spring. We can see here it's just so raw.
He does the same in his next start as well.
She does, yeah.
She, sorry.
Anyway, King Zone?
Yeah, I couldn't get excited about this
really?
Horse.
Okay.
No, not really. Just off the times. That one was on the dirt. It's sort of, you know,
this is the not most beating recent much. Start at Caulfield now.
Yeah, just not beating much and didn't sort of do anything special there for me to say, like, it looks great when they win, but the times are what matters really in the end. If, you know, if this was a group race, I don't think I'm
laying in again here,
running a play. Seems to do a bit wrong. Pretender.
Okay. Pretender, fair enough. Fizz, you...
I'm going to say contender.
Okay.
So I'm going to go the opposite of Kings. I reckon if they sort out those bad manners in the run, don't know about all the times. Like King just said, the times weren't great, but, you know, like, you can only beat what you're against. It's got improvement, natural ability, and with a bit of maybe gear change or whatever the trainer's got to do to get that horse going straight, I think it can contend.
Great. All right. Well, that's the stars of the winter. I enjoyed doing that. I think we're nearly there, King Zone. But before we wrap up, mate, how are you feeling? There's a lot at stake in this next 5 months. We've got to win.
Spring Carnival, there's always a lot at stake. But, I'm feeling good. Feeling confident, feeling refreshed, had a bit of time off, been doing a lot of work on the form. I do need to lift. I haven't been getting the results that I would have liked for the last 12 months. I think the market's a little bit tougher than what it was, which means I've got to once again get better. I've got a plan in place, which I'm executing. Still got a bit more work to do, another probably 4 weeks of work to do, but I'm working really hard. I'm really, really confident I'm going to have a really good spring. So, but there is a lot at stake because the market's changed a bit. There's a lot more percentage in the market and we've got differing... you know, there's a lot of
headwinds.
Turmoil to get through in the market, and punters are paying at the end. Punters are paying a lot with increased percentages and things. So I'd hate to see it get to the point where I wasn't sort of betting on a 7 day a week full time basis. But if things keep going like the way they are type thing, then that's a distinct possibility. There's not a lot of professional punters left that are betting that are making good money. So it's tough.
Yeah, it is. And there's it's not getting any easier with all this stuff that's coming up from the government. That's another story. Talk for another day. But, yeah, it's as someone who follows the game pretty closely, it's pretty scary how hard the government are coming at us. And don't know where it's all going to end up, but that's not for this show. That's for that's for another show. That's for a more serious head show than this.
Exactly. But from my point of view, you just deal with what's put in front of you and you do your best. And I just put my head down and work as hard as I can to get the form the best that I can, and then you know, play to the market. You've got to adjust all the time. It's one of the keys to becoming a winning long-term punter is adjusting to the market. And whatever they put in front of me, I will adjust to the point. If I can't adjust, then I'll stop.
Unreal. Great summation. So that just about wraps us up. Don't forget our merch, best merch in the game. I've got this one on. You got the hat on. Wolfdenstore.win. You can see it there. And, of course, AI memberships, the best value membership in the game. A pack membership, $30 a week, and you get access to all AI on a Saturday.
Yep, come great. Punt with me on a Saturday for $30.
Come punt with the king for $30 on a Saturday.
It's a roller
coaster.
Sounds
pretty good to me, yeah. And you get a few tips during the week as well.
You do. You get the best bet of the day 7 days a week, but come on the Saturday for fun with a roller coaster.
If you like riding the bush beast, who remembers the bush beast from Australia's Wonderland? That's what you are. You're the bush beast.
I was too scared of going the beast.
All right. As I said, we're back, baby. The biggest spring of all of our lives. Lock in. Let's go up the den. You!